I'm going to be looking at strength to go on. Strength to go on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Strength to go on. And I want you to please open your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings chapter 19. The book of 1 Kings chapter 19. Strength to go on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Kings chapter 19 verses 1 to 8. Strength to go on. I read in Jesus' name.
Amen.
1 Kings chapter 19. The book of 1 Kings 1 to 8. The book of 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 1 to 8. I read in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more so, if I make not thy life, and the life of one of them, by tomorrow, about this time. And when he saw that, he arose, and went for his life, and came to Bathsheba and died, and said, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him, and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Hallelujah.
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 In life, I want you to understand that many things can lead to our feeling discouraged and can make us feel weak. But we should understand that God is our strength.
Amen.
Whatever you're going through that seems to make you feel weak or discouraged may not be understood by others. And people may even judge you. You call yourself a pastor, and you're not supposed to be a minister. You're a woman of God. You're a man of God. You're an elder. You are this. You are that. And they forgot that you're a human being. They've forgotten that you are a human being. They only deal with you by the title you carry. Elijah was a great prophet of God. We all know how God used this man to kill 450 prophets of Baal. And he single-handedly handled King Ahab and the wife Jezebel. This guy said, at my word, there would not be rain, and there was no rain for 3.5 years. And he went and prayed again, and then rain came. You're talking of a mighty prophet of God. Elijah was a mighty prophet of God. But Elijah was a human being. Elijah was not God. He was a human being. Amen.
Amen.
Elijah had his moments of discouragement, he had this moment of fear, he had this moment of anxiety, he had this moment that he felt weak. And guess what? Everybody could have judged Elijah as little, but God did not rebuke Elijah. God fed Elijah. God strengthened Elijah. What a mighty God we serve. I love him. Because he knows you more than you even know yourself. You know, Elijah went under the juniper tree, and he didn't even ask God to kill Jezebel, who wanted to kill him. Imagine. He did not even know how to pray properly anymore. This was a prayer warrior who prayed, and there was no rain, and prayed again, and there was rain. This was a man who was so powerful. At the moment of his weakness, he did not even remember how to pray. He was praying, God, kill me. He would have asked God to kill Jezebel. He didn't even know how to pray well again. And do you know that it is very easy for people to judge you at the time of your weakness? And people now make you feel little at the time of your weakness? But thank you, Jesus, he will never leave you, he will never forsake you, he will never, ever make you feel little at the time of your weakness. Rather, he will carry you. That is the God we serve. Can somebody say, I love you, Jesus?
I love you, Jesus.
Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
He is the strength for the weak. He's the one that carries us when we can't even stand on our 2 feet. So I don't care where you are right now, don't beat yourself down. You may be an Elijah under the juniper tree. You might not even know how to pray like you used to. You might not even know how to study the word like you used to. You might even be looking down on yourself like, man, am I really backsliding? Who am I? I used to be reading this number of scriptures, praying this way, interceding like that, being in the anointing used to come like that. Before I say, hallelujah, I'm already under the power. What happened? You may be an Elijah under the juniper tree, but I have good news for you. The Lord will strengthen you.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord will strengthen you.
Amen.
The Lord will lift you up.
Amen.
Look at what God did in verses 6 to 7 of the scripture that we read. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him. The first time he ate, this guy was like, okay, that was good enough. Lay down to sleep again. Some of us, because there was one help, there was one prayer that was prayed, you don't have faith. If you really have faith, you know, that touch is good enough. You should have been fired by now. Really? Do you know that Jesus had to touch someone twice before he could see properly? So for the fact that you had a prayer for one time because somebody was not feeling well, you prayed one time, you now expected everything to be perfect. And then because the person did not jump and begin to like, hallelujah, you said, you don't really have faith. Did you know the number of people I prayed for? And with this hand that I've touched them, and the lame had walked, cancer had been destroyed. If you have faith, brother, come on. Yes, there might have been people that I lay hand upon and they jump on right away, cancer destroyed, barren, getting children. But not everybody is at the same level of faith. There are some that they ate the food, lay down again. That is not when to beat down on them. It is when to go back again and give them food. Because the food is not enough.
Amen.
They may be tired. And that is what God did for Elijah. The Bible says he ate the food the first time in verse 6, and he looked and behold, there was a cave basin of coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. God did not whoop his father and say, get up! You're such a disappointment. A whole you. Don't you know the anointing you carry? Don't you know the power you carry? Don't you know you'd have spoken something against Jezebel and Jezebel would have been dead by now? That was not the time for counseling session. That was the time to support. A lot of us, when somebody is down, that is where we counsel. Instead of us to pray for the person, support the person, and let the person know you're not alone, that is when we want to tell the person, do you really pay your tithe? Are you really sure that you? When pastor called out that prayer and fasting, did you you, maybe it could be because of you that prayer and fasting was called out. I don't know. Did you really eat before you joined that prayer? How were you able? Did you? Are you sure? Did you join the prayer network? In fact, if you have had the prayer that pastor prayed on that night, that was your prayer. Oh my God, I can't believe you missed it. Anyway, God is a God of mercy. After you have lambasted the person and you have made the person feel like, yeah, you are in this because you brought it upon yourself. That is not how God wants us to be. He wants us to strengthen one another. He wants us to support one another. He wants us to be there for one another. And we are seeing the example of how he treated Elijah when Elijah was weak. He gave him food. The food was not enough. He said, I'm going to help you again. This is a month of divine help. Amen. Amen. And somebody said, God, I need your help.
God, I need your help.
Again.
Again.
And again.
Again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
How many of you need one time help from God alone? How many of you want God to give you one time help and it's like, you blew this one?
It's okay.
It's over. How many of you want your mercies and new every morning kind of blessings? Mm-hmm. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us do the same for our brothers and sisters. The mercy of God, we want in you every day. So also in our own lives too. Let us show the same kindness, the same blessing, the same support for our brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
So the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. And he arose and he did eat and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Unto Horeb, the mount of God. See, he was supposed to go to Horeb. He was supposed to get to the mount of God. He was supposed to get to another level of his ministry. He was supposed to step into a new season. But because he was so discouraged, he was so tired, he was, you know, he was almost at the point of giving up. God said, no, you're going to fulfill your ministry. You're going to fulfill the call that I have upon your life. I know you're tired right now, but you will not fall by the wayside. You will not be broken. You will not fail. I will be there for you. I will hold your hand. I will strengthen you. I will feed you. I will supply your need. I will protect you. I will find your battle. Don't worry about it. You may look as if you don't know how you're going to come out of that situation. I will make a way for you. You may not even know how to fulfill that call of God, but it's like, my God, I look at everything, you're judging it from your own eye alone. God sees how you're going to get there.
Amen.
The grace for you to say, yes, Lord, receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the situation. Let your faith in God be strong. And say, God, I may not know how you're going to do it, but one thing that I know is you are able and you are capable. Can somebody say, Lord, you are able?
Lord, you are able.
And you are capable.
And
there is nothing,
nothing
you cannot do.
You cannot.
There is nothing,
nothing
impossible.
Amen.
For you to do. I may not know how, I may not know when, but I know you're God of faithfulness.
Amen.
I put my hope in you, I put my trust in you.
Oh, yes, brother.
What is it that you are facing? What challenges is it that you're facing? How is it that everything looks like all over? From the front and from the back, from the side and from, you are like in the middle of everything. And you can't even figure out how to get out. But the Lord is saying to you, I will help you.
Amen.
He said, I will help you.
Amen.
And somebody say, the Lord will help me.
Lord,
he is my helper.
Amen.
I will not be put to shame. He will send help to me speedily.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, Jesus Christ is our helper. And he can use anybody in our lives. I spoke about the vessel and I spoke about the source in our divine help last week. And look at the vessel that God used to feed Elijah. He sent an angel. He sent an angel to bring food for Elijah. God did not appear and say, ooh, receive strength now. He could have done that, but he didn't do it. He didn't say, ooh, now, get up. Now receive food. He didn't do that. He sent a vessel. He sent that angel to bring the cake and to bring the water. He sent someone to feed Elijah. And the Bible says that Elijah received strength and proceeded until he got to Horeb, the mount of God. Who is that angel God is sending in your life? Who is that angel that God is sending in your life? It could be your brother, it could be your sister, it could be your friend, it could be anybody that you know, or anybody you don't know. It could be your wife, it could be your husband, It could be anyone. Who is that angel? How do you treat the angel of God in your life? How do you treat the angel of God in your life? You know, the Lord God Almighty would strengthen every one of us, and we must understand that He is going to use people to strengthen us. That is why you must be careful. Because the devil sometimes can send people who appear to be angel of light, but inside they are devils. That they counsel you just to derail you. They counsel you just to make your life miserable. And by the time you get to where they want you to be, they now laugh at, you think you deserve all of that? Now this is exactly what I want you to be experiencing right now. Do you know that there are people that are sent by the devil to distract you and to derail you, just to destroy you? But they will not come like your enemy. Because if they come like your enemy, you will run. They will come like your friend. You see, I'm just concerned, and I just want to talk to you. Did you just think about that? What do you even think? How do you even feel? It will sound nice. Today I should take this communion. Receive insight to know the difference between the devil and God's angel in your life. I pray for you that I say amen. The difference between the angel of light, who is Satan, and the angel of God is not easily seen. You can't even know them unless the Lord gives you discernment. There are a lot of people that God has spoken to me. Don't listen to them, but don't do what they ask you to do. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. And God has never been wrong. And everything will look good. I will say, but God, what they're saying, what I'm seeing, God said, The motive behind that is to destroy you, it's not to bless you. And they have shown up, they have shown their true colors, and God has never been wrong. When I'm telling you, when you take this communion, believe God to open your eyes to know the difference between the angel of light and the angel of darkness, you better say amen.
Amen.
Because some of you, the enemy is making all kind of plans to derail you right now. But they will not prosper.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And for some of you that have been derailed, the Almighty God will bring you back.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For those that have been weak, the Lord will strengthen you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I plead the blood of Jesus over your life for victory.
Amen.
I plead the blood of Jesus over your past, your present, and your future.
Amen.
As we go into 2019, this is November. December is right across the corner. And then we're going to be looking at 2019. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not be weak and weary.
Amen.
The Lord will strengthen you.
Amen.
You will not be broken.
Amen.
The Lord God will fix your life.
Amen.
Everything that has been broken, God will make.
Amen.
He will mend it for you. He will fix it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I come against the spirit of confusion.
Amen.
I come against every plan of the wicked.
Amen.
I speak restoration as we take this communion.
Amen.
Strength will come to you.
Amen. Amen.
Restoration will come to you.
Amen.
You will have strength to go on.
Amen.
You will have strength to continue.
Amen.
You will not give up.
Amen.
You will not fall.
Amen.
You will not fail.
Amen.
You will not die by the wayside.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You will not be a laughing stock for the enemy.
Amen.
They will not say, that is where we want you to be. That's where you're going to be.
Amen.
The Lord will lift you up.
Amen.
Even if for whatever reason you are falling, the Lord will lift you
Amen.
Up. As we take this communion today, you will receive strength to go on.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord is your strength.
Amen.
The Lord is your fortress.
Amen.
The Lord is your portion.
Amen.
The Lord is everything to you.
Amen.
And as we take this communion today, I want you to receive that strength in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to receive that strength in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. I want you to receive that strength in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. I lift this rise up on your feet in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 You are going to speak to the Lord right now, even before we bless this communion. I don't know what you want God to do for you. You're going to speak to the Lord. Everything the Lord is here to answer. Whatever it is you speak to the Lord today, please believe for testimony. believe God for a testimony in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus Christ is your helper. And this month of divine help, it is your help. Help will come to you. And one of the things that can help you to stand and to be patient and to wait for him without falling is strength. Even if you are weak, the Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will strengthen you in the place of prayer. The Lord will strengthen you in the place of his word. The Lord will strengthen you emotionally. The Lord will strengthen you. He is your God. He is your fortress. He is your refuge. You will not fall. You will not fail. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. Don't beat down on yourself. Don't make yourself look, you should have been praying by now. But the truth is, you are not. So what next? The Lord will strengthen you in the place of prayer. Oh, you should have been in intercession right now. Why can't you? Because you are weak, the Lord will strengthen you in Jesus' name. Oh yeah, I used to read the Bible, I used to have chapters and chapters, but now you don't even want to open it. Why? Because you are weak, you are discouraged, the Lord will strengthen you in Jesus' name. Maybe in your physical health, I used to carry this by myself. Now I cannot. Why? Because you are weak, the Lord will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Physically, the Lord will strengthen you. Emotionally, the Lord will strengthen you. Maybe financially, oh Lord, I used to do this, I used to do that. Everything looks like it's broken right now. The Lord will heal your finances. The Lord will strengthen your finances. The Lord will give you a new beginning. In the mighty name of Jesus, strength for your hand to this communion table in the name of Jesus. I say, Lord, I receive strength in the name of Jesus. I partake of this communion. I receive strength, Lord God. Open my eyes to know the difference between the wicked and the righteous. Lord, let me know the difference between the friend and the enemy. Father, Lord, help me, O God, to discern between the angel of light, who is the devil, and the real angel of God that you sent to my life. Almighty, open my eyes, O God, to know the difference, O God, even between the enemy and the friend. Don't let me treat my enemy like my friend, and don't let me treat my friend like my enemy. Almighty God, I ask in the name of Jesus that by your power, as I take this communion today, you will empower me. O God, you will give me the silent spirit, O God. Almighty, you will unfold in me, O God. You will strengthen me, O God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask of you today that this communion will be blessed and sanctified. As we partake of this communion, let strength be given to us. Insight, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, so we will be able to fulfill your call upon our lives and fulfill our destiny in you and fulfill the purpose for which you have called us for. In the name of Jesus, let the weak be strengthened today. Let the confused receive direction today. Let the sick be healed today. In the name of Jesus, let the frustrated, let them receive faith today. In the name of Jesus, let stagnation be broken. In the name of Jesus, strength to go on, strength to continue, strength not to give up. Lord, give it to us today. In the name of Jesus, I sanctify this night, declare it, O God, as instrument of strength. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Almighty Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.